Hey, you look pretty good. Nah, I'm kind of looking bummy. I'm kind of shocked you left the house to come over. Yeah, sure, walking 10 blocks will definitely burn some calories off. You know, you're always welcome to come in, but the room looks like shit since I wasn't expecting company. Of course you are. That's why I really like you. Oh, you're staying over? No, you're definitely not imposing. It's just weird. You've never stayed over before. Yeah, even when I gave you hints you could, you didn't. Oh, Lord. I forgot, Mr. Blockhead over here. I see why Jessica dumped you. I was right, but I love you anyhow. Come on, sit down. So, yeah, I texted you to come over because I was bored, to be honest, and I know you weren't doing shit else tonight. Oh, is that your excuse for never having any Friday plans? COVID? Well, what if I had it? Aw, sweet. But I would prefer it if you didn't die. We haven't even fucked yet. Oh boy, you really are a blockhead. Nothing. Anyways, are you ready to get your ass kicked in Super Smash Bros.? Wow. You, the nerd that never leaves his game system, left your Switch at home just to talk to me? Wow, I really do feel special. Because that means I beat out video games, and that's like your vice. Dude, I was literally over at your house, changing in your room, and you were too busy playing Destiny to even notice. Literally, boobs didn't distract you. Yeah, sure. Not like I wanted you to peek or anything. Yeah, girls don't want to be objectified, but when have you ever done that? Me wanting you to see me naked was my choice. You just didn't notice. I'm sure you would. Too late now, loser. Well, what can we do then? I don't really like your movies, and you don't like mine. Oh, I know. You said you liked head rubs, right? I was watching this ASM artist named Glow, and she had this thing called the Trigger Challenge. Basically, I have to try and trigger ASMR on you while you lay your head in my lap. Yeah, it is pretty intimate. You got a problem with that? Good. Now please deposit head into lap holding. Good. Now tell me how this feels. Yeah, I give the best scratchies. I don't know. Are grown men allowed to sit in a woman's lap like a little baby? Now shut up and enjoy. I'm glad you're feeling relaxed, baby. This is kind of fun, to be honest. I mean, if you made me your girlfriend, I'd do this every day. I'm dead serious. Then ask me out. Come on now. Only for a day? Come on now. That's not how you really ask a girl out, would you? Yeah, you aren't. I bet you think I'm joking about liking you as well. Oh, of course I am. Why is that? Wow, I forgot how insecure you could be at times. Well, to debunk those one by one, first off, I'm doing so well in school because you keep me focused. You're my accountability partner. Every time I slack off, you give me a speech about how you're the next Jeff Bezos, but prettier with boobs. Not only that, but you are the reason I exude this so-called sensuality. I try my best to put the charm on with you. Other people would be shocked to hear you say that, by the way. You're right. You're not the hottest guy I've seen. You are a bit overweight. You tend to slack off with your hair, and sometimes you still have ugly pimples. I wasn't finished talking. You are all of those things, and you need major help in the developmental areas of your life. All this is true. But you need a woman to help you grow. You need me. Yeah, you need me. I'm your perfect fit. Stop moving your head so much. You should be sorry. You've been neglecting to choose me for so long. We're both 24. We both grew up next to each other. Every time we fell off, life had a way of us reconnecting. Remember when we both somehow went to the CN Tower at the same time in Canada? We hadn't talked or seen each other for months. Or how about when we ran into each other at Six Flags? Or the time we both saw Skrillex in Chicago during Lola? Or how about the time we both went to Rome and met at the Colosseum? Every time we've fallen off, life brought us back together. That's when I accepted you had to be the one for me. I know you felt the same way. Only reason you kept up with me originally was because you thought I was the cutest girl in recess. Yeah, sure. Which is weird, because I'm kind of average. I know, not to you, dork. I'm just saying in general. Hmm? What are we, 12? Ask me out regularly, nerd. That was equally less romantic, but sure. I'll be your girl. You know, I'm a virgin still. Surprised? I'm not sure why. I mean, I've sucked cock before, but nothing beyond that, and some 69. Have you not done anything? Oh my god, you are such a child. Come with me. I'll show you something. After all, it's prime time that I show you why you need me. I'm going to make love to you, babe.